Hello and welcome to the Metapool Podcast. I'm John and today we will have Harry in to talk about mental health and gaming and a balanced gaming life. I hope you enjoy and we'll get started.
So Harry, you're a customer of ours at Metapool. That's correct, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. And you're also a gamer.
Yes. So I think I'm what you would call one of those fake gamers. Yeah, because I really only just play one game, right? I don't play video games. I play, you know, limited amount of board games. But the game that I really play is Magic the Gathering and EDH Commander format.
Yeah, I've seen you there many times. That's how we met, right?
Definitely.
Brad dragged you in.
I got sucked in, but this game sucked me in like way before then, like around grade 7. So it's been almost 20 years since I've been playing.
That's great that you still do it after all that time. Like I play casually MTG. It's such a well-designed game though.
Oh my God, yeah, and it's so complex, right?
Yeah. And it's very social, right? That's probably what you're looking for.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was just going to say. That it's great that you can play with people, and now with the multiplayer format, there's a whole new dynamic of how you interact with people, right? So you're just like enjoying it with friends around you.
Yeah, sounds very healthy. So that's what we're going to basically talk about, right? We're going to talk about how to lead a balanced gaming life, right? Not that games are bad. They're probably good for you overall. Am I right? Or what do you think?
I think like anything, there's benefits. And then there's also, you know, the side where it's not going to benefit you too much. I think it's all about moderation for most things in our lives.
Yeah. So moderate or a balanced gaming life. And a little bit more about you is that you work in mental health as well. So you're not just a gamer, you also work in mental health.
Yes. I don't know which identity comes first, gamer or mental health. Yeah, maybe we'll figure that out during this conversation. But for sure. So my professional designation is I'm a social worker and I work at a women's shelter and around mental health, and for me, children's mental health in the women's shelter.
Oh, okay.
And I also have my own private practice as a mental health therapist. So my work, specifically, I work with socially conscious individuals to help them achieve happiness and fulfillment and figuring out, you know, what they can benefit in their life around their mental health and well-being.
Cool. And we'll put a link to that at the end of the interview.
For sure.
So that we can direct people to you that need it. And so do you recommend games for people to lead a more healthy or balanced life in general? Because you work in a women's shelter and you have your own practice. Is that part of a healthy life, you think, or a balanced life?
I think gaming, there's a lot of benefits to it, right? Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned before, it's all about moderation. So some people go into games for different reasons. So some people do it to relax. Some people do it because it's fun and they just enjoy the gameplay. Some do it to connect with others, or some people, you know, use it to numb themselves. And I think any of those reasons are legit reasons that could help you with your life or kind of increase your quality of life in any areas, right? In all those areas. And the key is really being in control of it and knowing what you want from it and then having moderation from it. So definitely, I think that gaming can be very beneficial for our lives.
Yeah, so it's like a good hobby. It's good to have hobbies in general, and gaming is a healthy hobby, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Yeah, especially if it's social, or does it matter if it's social? Because you mentioned being numb. Like, so that might mean, like, for an introvert or someone who's just, they just want to get away from the whole social aspect. Is that okay as well?
I think it's having balance in your life. If you're using to numb yourself, to get lost in the game, to avoid certain areas in your life for extended periods of time, I think that could be a problem, right? So if you're doing it 8 hours in a day to numb yourself because, you know, reality is maybe painful or you want to avoid reality, that could be a problem, right? But if you're doing it, you know, to connect with others, to socialize in your life, that's probably a positive thing. But if you're doing it 8 hours in a day to connect and have fun, that's also a problem. So it's all about having that balance in your life. If you're using the game to connect with others, and then you have other aspects where, you know, you're going to the gym and exercising, you're eating healthy, and you have other aspects of your life where it balances it out. I think it's quite perfectly healthy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good point. And we're living in like very unique times right now as we're recording this. We are locked down in Toronto, Canada, from COVID-19 and the potential repercussions of COVID-19 and spreading it. And so I guess, you know, people find themselves, you know, maybe they still have work, maybe they don't, but they don't really know where to turn right now. Right. So games can be, an outlet to some of that excessive energy, or, you know, like we can't really go outside. So, you know, it's an extension of our imaginations in a lot of ways. Do you agree, or do you think that it's potentially problematic because people can be using too much time to do gaming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And I think we are living in a very strange time. And this is kind of unprecedented, right? Where we're locked in at our homes and we can't see the people that we are usually seeing. And even like going out for groceries, you have to line up before you get into the grocery store, right?
Oh, it's just terrible.
So things are changing, and everybody cope with it differently. And there are some ways that coping is healthier, and then there are other ways where it's not as healthy, right? So I give the example of, you know, some of my friends in my play group. They're playing Magic with each other online on an online program, and they're chatting on Discord, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of cool because they're connecting with each other. They're not just stuck in the game and trying to numb themselves, right? They're connecting with each other. They're getting that social contact where they can't get at home now because you're stuck at home. And I think that it also creates a sense of normalcy where you still can do the things that you love. It doesn't mean that you have to completely lose everything in your life, but you find creative ways to connect with people to continue to enjoy your life, right?
Yeah, you can keep laughing in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But and then there's also negative examples, right? Like for me, I know personally, I play this game called Bloons, which is a tower defense game, right? Mm-hmm. And what I realized over the years, I only really play this game when I'm really stressed out. And I literally just play this game when I need to numb myself, right? And I actually started playing it in the beginning of when I first started with the whole physical distancing. And I spent hours and hours on it, and I was actually like missing meals, you know? And I found that, oh wow, I've been playing and it's like 9 o'clock and I'm like, I haven't eaten dinner yet. So I go make dinner. But it was affecting the rest of my life, right? It was affecting my own health. And also I was just putting way too much time in it. And I told myself, look, Harry, you gotta stop doing this. And you gotta manage this a little better. So I ended up just stopped playing it at all and just started turning to other, you know, healthier habits and healthier things I could do in my life to deal with the stressful situation that's happening now.
That's a great example. It's interesting that you managed to notice that you only play this game when you're stressed or something. Do you have any techniques or like any ability to sort of create that mindfulness that you can notice that this something is not healthy for me at this moment? And then is it just that you noticed your time was going away, or did you do some kind of asking yourself certain questions before you started? Is there anything at all you could recommend so people can have a more balanced or moderate gaming life?
Yeah. And I think for me, what has been helpful throughout the years has been, you know, mindfulness and practicing and reflecting, right? And what I find that right now with COVID is that I'm actually journaling every morning. So I wake up in the morning and I just journal to check in with myself to see how I'm doing and do that reflection piece to understand what's going on internally and have a better understanding of what I'm doing and why I'm doing certain things, right?
Oh, that's a good technique.
Yeah, and I think in terms of for people to understand, you know, what does gaming or other behaviors or habits in their life, what its effect is in your life, I think the first thing is really to start recognizing, right? So for me, there's really four steps. The first step is really recognizing something is off about certain behavior, certain habit, or your gaming, right? And for me, my example was that, you know, I was playing for way too long. That's one thing, right? The length of time. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing was I neglecting other things in my life, which I was. I was missing my meal times, right?
Yeah.
And then how do you feel afterwards? So after I play it, I feel kind of crappy about it, right? I'm like, wow, I spent so many hours on it, and I could have been doing other things. I could have helped me feel, you know, a little bit more positive with what I was doing, right? So really checking in with how I'm feeling and how much time I'm putting into it. And then the second thing is finding a replacement behavior. So incorporating, you know, things that you enjoy in your into your schedule. So what I ended up doing was, like, I really enjoy journaling. Wake up in the morning, eating breakfast, and then making a coffee. Oh my God, I love my coffee. And just journaling, right? Having those time for yourself to schedule it into your day, and start off the day really well was actually really helpful for me.
Yeah, I also journal as well in the morning, and I have a coffee multiple times a day, actually. Yeah. And I think you're right. For myself, I'm going to speak from my own experience that mindfulness really helps. And seeing certain things that trigger other things, because there's like a causation chain there, right? Like, I'm a nail biter. This is different from games.
Oh, me too. Oh my God.
Yeah, we're very similar.
Yeah.
And I noticed when I put my hand on my chin, all of a sudden they're in my mouth, right? So every time I'm sort of thinking, my hand's on my chin, move it away, right? So it, like, you know, avoiding something that pre-causes the actual habit, right? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to get away from a habit, I think helps me. I don't know about anyone else, but I think mindfulness, like you said, is very important here. And asking yourself, checking in with yourself, saying, you know, sort of distancing yourself from your thoughts in a way, right? Like saying, mm-hmm. Jonathan, are you happy right now playing this game?
Yeah.
You're stressed. are you avoiding your family and your friends and everything? Like, this isn't going to make you a good person in the end, right? That's how mm-hmm. I feel, at least. I don't know if it's legitimate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, for real, right? Checking in with yourself and knowing how you're feeling from moment to moment. And I think sometimes we revert back to, you know, playing games or biting your nails or, you know, even what we were talking before, checking social media, right?
Yeah.
These kind of give you little doses of dopamine, which is hormone in your body that gives you a positive mood, right? And then, and then when you feel that, you want to do it again and do it again, do it again, do it again. Right. And the problem with that is that it's a huge distraction in your life and also kills your motivation. And it really kills your ability to focus because you're always looking for the next dopamine feeling in your body. And I think really noticing that, knowing that your body and mine is going to have different emotions all the time, right? We're always constantly feeling different things. And it's kind of like an ebb and flow. We're kind of riding and surfing through the waves of our emotions. And that's part of mindfulness, is knowing how you're feeling, the ups and downs throughout the day. And then just giving yourself time to feel it. And just and know that, you know, 10 minutes later, you probably will feel something different. So all you really have to do is wait it out for 10 minutes and see how you feel 10 minutes later.
Good advice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so just to wrap this up more or less, is there any other kind of advice you can give regarding a healthy mental life or a healthy life, a balanced life overall, maybe the importance of exercise or, I don't know, spiritual development or anything else you would like the listeners to hear at this moment?
Yeah, I think it's finding a balance to take care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Especially at a time like this, right? And just from my own experience, when things went down and we had to physically distance, what I found was I was trying to run things as business as usual, right? Where I'm trying to still be motivated and had a lot of expectation for myself in terms of getting a lot of work done, right? But then there's, I didn't really recognize that this is a stressful situation and there's underlying stress and anxiety for me with just everything that's going on. So I had to rethink about what I was doing and just accept that, you know, this is our current reality right now. And the first priority is to take care of myself in those three aspects. So with mentally, getting enough rest and sleep, getting enough brain stimulation, but also getting enough downtime to reflect, right? And then with body, very similar, you know, getting enough rest, getting nutrition in your body, exercising, finding ways to exercise in your home, right? And with spiritual, people define it differently, but how I define it is what gives you energy and what makes you feel positive and motivated, right? And that could be, you know, religion, faith. It could be, you know, being creative and doing arts, to, you know, just taking a walk in nature or even just engaging in dancing, right? Whatever that is, find a little bit of to do in each of those categories, your mind, your body, and your spirit. And when you have that balance, you're going to feel so much better and your mind and body is going to feel so much better.
And you think overall games could fit into any one of those, or do you think that's more of a mind or a spirit or anything like that? Or
I really think it depends on what games you play and the reason why you play games. Mm-hmm. If the reason is you connect with people, that could be building your spirit, right?
Yeah.
But if you also find that, you know, games are very mentally stimulating and it gets you to think and strategize, that could be helpful for your mind. And I'm not sure if it relates too much to the body, though. Gaming relates too much to body. But like if you play a game like Twister, right?
Yeah.
With your family at home, that could be engaging for your body. And I
for
think,
sure.
And I think you asked a great question was how do you be intentional, right? Intentional with how you do things and what you choose to do, right? So knowing why you game, the reason you do it, and making sure that by the end of it, that's what you're getting, and not just just randomly doing something because it just randomly feels good to help numb yourself at the moment.
It's all great advice. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say overall or?
No, I think there's nothing much more to add. I think there's a lot more we can talk about. I've written a few blogs on around self-care. So if that's an interest for you, I think that will give you a lot of good information.
For sure. And we'll add a link to that as well at the end of this blog post. And I want to thank you. Hopefully we can do this again soon or later.
Yeah, definitely.
And thank you so much for the advice and keeping us mentally healthy through all this.
Yeah, no. And thanks for starting this conversation. It's an important one.
No, we'll for sure continue it. All the best, Harry.
All right. You too, John.
Bye-bye.
Take care.